This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. There was another attempt on President Ford's life today. There was the sound of a gun firing as he left the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. The president crouched down, protected by the Secret Service, and no one was hurt. George McManus, a reporter for KCBS, was on the scene.
God, there's been a shot. We're being pushed back by the police. Somebody has fired a shot here. We don't know if anybody's been hit. My God. Somebody fired a shot.
That was the way it sounded outside the St. Francis Hotel as President Ford's motorcade headed swiftly for the airport and the return to Washington. We have two reports on this latest attempt at assassination. First, Robert Pierpoint in San Francisco.
The shot was fired by a woman holding a .38 caliber pistol. She was standing in a small crowd on the east side of the hotel as President Ford emerged about 3:30 this afternoon. He just started to wave and speak to those in the crowd nearest when the shot exploded along with a small puff of white smoke. Secret Service agents quickly but quietly told President Ford to crouch down by his limousine, hustled him inside, and the car sped away. At that moment, I walked out of the hotel intending to get into the motorcade just in time to see it disappear down the street. The crowd stood for a few seconds as if stunned. Then I heard a man say a shot was fired. I asked the nearest police officer, who said he thought someone had fired a shot at the president. No one seemed to think the president or anyone else had been hit. Then a man stepped up and handed the officer a battered piece of lead that he said had fallen at his feet. I asked what caliber it was, and the officer said he couldn't tell, but it looked like a fairly large bullet to me. Quickly, I headed back into the hotel to find a White House aide who had radio contact with the motorcade and learned to my relief that no one in the motorcade had been hit. A short time later, we were told a suspect had been picked up for trying to shoot the president, but that President Ford was fine and on his way back to Washington. More on that suspect from CBS News correspondent Phil Jones.
The investigation is still very active, but at this point, the San Francisco Police Department and Secret Service agents have announced the apprehension of one person identified as Sarah Jean Moore, 45 years old. They say she was carrying a .38 caliber pistol. One shot was fired. Local San Francisco reporters say Sarah Moore had been actively involved in a food giveaway program that was conducted more than a year and a half ago in an attempt to free Patty Hearst. There are also unconfirmed reports that Sarah Jean Moore was questioned by Secret Service agents yesterday after San Francisco police warned that she might be a threat to the president. This was the second incident today. Earlier, police arrested Ronald Carlo of San Francisco. He came to the hotel with what the Secret Service described as a threatening note. He has been charged, but so far there is no information on whether these two incidents are connected. Phil Jones, CBS News, San Francisco.
A woman fired a pistol shot at President Ford today as he emerged from the St. Francis Hotel in downtown San Francisco, but a policeman knocked the barrel of the gun away from the president as the bullet was fired. The president was unharmed. Ken Fisher was an eyewitness to the assassination attempt.
They had stopped all traffic and stopped all people, and the area was cordoned off. And when the president came out of the hotel, he came up to his limousine, which was parked directly outside of the door, and smiled to the people and gave one wave. He did not shake hands with any civilians. At this point, there was a shot, and it came from my left. I was standing as far as the width of the street. I was that far away from him because I was right across from the limousine. Shot came from my left. Towards Union Square, and at this point there was a startled look on the president's face, and then he doubled over, and at first I thought he was shot, but I think there was about a 2 second delay. I suddenly realized that he hadn't been shot or he would have doubled over right away. His reaction was one of just doubling over and getting into the car as quickly as possible. He was not shaking hands with any people. The limousine immediately took off. Secret Service men and policemen ran across into the crowd. There was a lot of commotion. They carried someone back into the St. Francis Hotel. And so there was a suspect that they had gotten. They disappeared into the hotel. At that point, the crowd was still kept back, and the area within 25 yards of where the president had been was still clear of any civilians. So this whole action took part 25 to 30 yards away from the president. No one got that close. And then there was commotion that happened for about 5 minutes, and they backed the whole crowd away from there.
Ken Fisher, an eyewitness to the assassination attempt against President Ford in San Francisco. Immediately after the shooting, KNX News Radio correspondent George McManus talked with a vacationing British couple who witnessed the incident.
You know the Mexican bank there,
yes,
down there?
Right across the street. Were you standing next to
the side of the road?
Yes.
And we saw it come straight across.
You saw the shot itself, the smoke?
Yeah, well, yes. It's sort of this bang. First of all, they were cheering the president, and there was this bang, you see, and the sort of, I saw sort of a, sort of fire, you know.
How far, a flash, how far were you from the person with the weapon?
Oh, I was the other side of the road, but looking straight across.
You were looking straight at, down the barrel of the weapon.
I couldn't see the person who did it. But then everybody saw, you saw them take somebody away, though, didn't you?
What did you see?
I saw the flash, and I heard the bang, and then I got the camera and took two quick shots, but whether I got anything, I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. George Aldridge of Great Britain, vacationing in San Francisco, who witnessed the shooting incident.
About 2.5 hours ago, a shot was fired at President Ford as he walked through a crowd outside the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. It missed him. The president was hustled into his limousine, sped away. The president is not injured. Now, just moments after that incident occurred, KNX News Radio joined its sister station in San Francisco, KCBS, for continuous live coverage. And those of you who have been listening to KNX for the past hour, hour and a half, have heard, perhaps at least a couple of times, the dramatic report by KCBS reporter George McManus. Now, George was on the scene at the time, and if you recall that dramatic incident, and George McManus is now joining us live on the KNX Newsline. George, we have heard a number of times that dramatic report that you filed as the shot itself was fired. You were on the scene, ready to go on the air live on KCBS in San Francisco. You had started your tape machine just a few seconds before that shot was fired. I wonder if you would, for our news listeners here in Los Angeles, recall your location in relation to the president just prior to that shot being fired and the subsequent events.
All right, Denny, what the situation was, I had been in the press room. We had just heard the president speak, and then I came outside to go to the Post Street side of the building, and found that I couldn't get through the crowd. I'd started out a little bit late, and I spent 3 or 4 minutes just trying to find a good spot. I didn't feel that the location where I was a good location, so I turned to try to move away. I was about three rows back from the Post Street side of the building, the hotel side where the president was emerging. So when the shot rang out, I looked and I saw people move in the direction of the shot across the street. It was directly across the street from me. However, it was the pistol shot was not angled in my direction. It was kind of cross-angled at the door. And what had happened there is the agent whispered something to the president quickly. He just told him to get down is what he did, as we learned later. And the president trying to protect the president, then it befell the duty of the San Francisco Police Department to try to get over and get the gunman, or gunwoman, possibly, as the case is. Anyway, they did that. There must have been 10 or 12 policemen, it appeared to me, gathering around this person, and consequently, I couldn't tell, because the president ducked, and because this person with a gun was suddenly surrounded, it irritated me as a reporter that I could not get in and tell what was going on. I couldn't see if the president was killed at that moment, and I couldn't see at the same time whether the gunman had been stopped. And for a couple of seconds, we were all kind of wondering if another shot might ring out. And then another thing goes through your mind. You wonder, well, is this a conspiracy? That hit my head, too. I looked around at the top of the buildings, and I was wondering if, you know, there might be some other assassins around. But, and as I was, you know, wondering this and trying to move at the same time, a policeman was holding me back purposely. I couldn't quite figure out why he was picking on me. I kind of felt that way about it at the moment. But the reason was that I was the only person disobeying him, apparently. I was on the curb, and I was trying to move out to see what was happening. But as consequently, in moving out, I was moving in front of the president's limousine. So this policeman bodily took me and held me against the curb, and he had a gun in his hand. And he held me there as the president sped right in front of me, about a foot in front of me.
In case someone just tuned in, we are talking with George McManus, direct from San Francisco. George, KCBS reporter who was on the scene when the assassination attempt was made on President Ford earlier this afternoon. George, your reaction, as we heard on the broadcast, was natural. My God, a shot has been fired, a concern for the president. Then, of course, your role as a reporter on the air recalling the events. What was the reaction of those in the immediate vicinity of the shot being fired? You say they were directly across the street. Was it instant?
Across the street from me, Denny, and it was just a pandemonium, of course. I must say that the people nearest to me that I could hear, and as a matter of fact, when we've dubbed this tape again, you can hear them very plainly. I don't know if you could hear it on the earlier dub because it was sent down a telephone line, and I'm not sure what you could hear, but here in the studio, we very plainly can hear people standing around me just off the microphone, actually in deep remorse, saying, oh, no, why did they try to kill our president? Another person said, well, they just shouted profanity. You know, get that gunman. You know, they were very angry that a person would try to kill the president. And the sad part of all of this is, obviously, is that 2 weeks ago almost to the day, the president is in Sacramento and somebody tries to take his life. And now he's ending this latest four-day California swing, and here we go again. And it was just a very sad thing to see happening right in front of your eyes. And
George,
the crowd, I would say hundreds of people, if not maybe thousands, I think they began to feel exactly the same thing I was feeling at that moment.
George, first of all, congratulations on an excellent job of on-the-scene reporting. And secondly, thank you for taking a couple of moments out of your news day up there to share your experience with us here on KNX. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Denny.
We have been listening to George McManus, KCBS reporter for our sister station in San Francisco. George, on the scene, not very many feet removed from President Ford when earlier this afternoon, an unsuccessful assassination attempt was again made on the president.